Glad you're with us. Welcome into Wednesday, the third week of Donald Trump's hush money trial. Started with a bang when the judge once again warned, this time face-to-face, that he could face jail time if he continues to violate a gag order. How is Trump's legal team approaching this? Here's Shelby Talcott, campaign reporter at Semaphore. Shelby, what are you hearing?
So I think the important thing to remember is that the legal team and the campaign side of things, while they are technically separate people, it is effectively the same operation. The campaign is constantly talking to the legal side. The legal side is constantly talking to the campaign side. And so what campaign officials are now taking a really close look at is what would it mean and what would it look like and what would the response from the Trump campaign have to be if Donald Trump does end up jailed, even if it's just for an hour or two, as a result of these repeated gag violations?
I would presume that each campaign here would have fodder. Trump's campaign would use it one way, right? Being attacked by the system, and then the Biden campaign perhaps would use it another way, saying, you know, here's the alternative to me or something like that.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is you really haven't seen the Biden campaign so far directly highlight this Trump trial. And part of the reason for that is because they just don't want to give the main argument that Trump is making, which is that this is all politically motivated, any more fodder, right? And so they're content to sort of let the Trump trial play out and have the president actually focused and able to talk about the issues that Americans care about and able to go out on the campaign trail. Now, if Donald Trump were to end up in jail, even if just for an hour or two, or even on some sort of a house arrest as a result of these gag order violations, the Trump campaign is likely to use this to highlight that main argument that we just talked about, that this is political motivation, that he's being silenced, he's running a presidential campaign, what have you. And so they certainly believe that while they don't want him to end up in jail for any amount of time, it would be a great fundraising effort by them and a great opportunity for them to make that argument.
We're speaking with Shelby Talcott, campaign reporter at Semaphore. The story is called The Trump Campaign Contemplates a Jail Sentence, a reference to the potential here, since he's violated a judge's gag order in the hush money trial about 10 times. Alternative punishments here. You referenced maybe home confinement. So what else might be out there?
They could continue to issue fines. I think there is an understanding that the judge could up the fines. It could be home confinement. There's various things that wouldn't be as severe as jail time. But as the judge himself said just the other day, that is on the table. And so it is a possibility, just because the judge is not convinced that repeatedly giving Donald Trump these $1,000 fines is really making any sort of difference. And I think what we're going to really look for this week, as Stormy Daniels is on the stand testifying, is Donald Trump able to sort of restrict himself in what he says, knowing that the judge seems pretty serious, even though he did admit himself that he's reluctant, but he's serious about the threat of jail.
I think you made the point in the story. Trump here still can take the lead on messaging almost no matter what, it seems.
Yeah, Donald Trump has always taken the lead on messaging. You know, when you talk to his campaign aides and even his legal team, they all say one thing. He gets advice from a lot of people, but ultimately the decisions come from Donald Trump. And so the decisions on messaging, the decisions on how to frame things. It's been reported that he was sort of tagging in his lawyers and sort of pushing them quietly to be a little bit more aggressive as Stormy Daniels was on the stand. And so we're going to see that regardless of if Trump is in jail for an hour or two. Ultimately, whatever messaging that comes from the Trump campaign is signed off by Donald Trump.
Thanks, Shelby. Shelby Talcott, campaign reporter at Semaphore.